Surah Al-Hijr, verses 61 to 79.
Inform my servants that I am Ghafoor Rahim and that my adab also is very intense. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives examples of His extreme mercy and of His adab as well in this dunya before the akhirah. We are looking at ayah number 61 to 79 inshaAllah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله تبارك وتعالى continues فلما جاء آل لوط المرسلون. Then when the angels sent by Allah came to Lut عليه السلام and his family. آية 62 قال إنكم قوم منكرون. Since the angels appeared in human form, like how they came to Ibrahim alayhi salam in human form, Lut alayhi salam said to them, innakum qawmum munkarun, you are an unfamiliar and unknown people to me. He found them to be strange, he did not recognize them. So be cautious of the possible manner in which the inhabitants of this town may deal with you. We have read about Lut alayhi salam in the 12 Juz. So he said to them, be cautious of the possible manner in which the inhabitants of this town may deal with you. They could very well cause distress to outsiders and strangers. You are unfamiliar people, be careful. So they said to him, قَالُوا بَلْ جِئْنَاكَ بِمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَمْتَرُونَ. Ayah 63, they said to him, no, it cannot be so. Instead, we are actually angels and we have come to you with that punishment which they have been in doubt about and repeatedly disputed with you about it. It cannot happen that the people of this town will harm us in any way. We are angels and we have come to you to bring the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to these people, and they have been disputing that. Ayah 64, وَأَتَيْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ, and we have come to you with the absolute truth, the divine punishment. وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ, and we surely are truthful in respect of that which we are informing you about. فَأَسْرِ بِأَهْلِكَ بِقِطْعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ, so set out with your family in the latter part of the night. وَاتَّبِعْ أَدْبَارَهُمْ, and you, O Lut alayhi salam, you should remain at the rear, remain behind at the back of the people, don't lead from the front. Why? To ensure that no one is left behind and that no one dares to look back, which they are being prohibited from. وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٍ, and let none of you look back, and proceed. وَمْضُوا حَيْثُ تُؤْمَرُونَ, and proceed promptly to where you have been instructed to go. And they were instructed to go to Syria, Sham. وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ ذَٰلِكَ الْأَمْرِ, Allah تبارك وتعالى says, and through the angels we communicated our decree to him that أَنَّ دَابِرَ هَؤُلَاءِ مَقْطُوعٌ مُصْبِحِينَ, that the first and last of the guilty ones would be totally uprooted at daybreak. مُصْبِحِينَ, early in the morning, they're all going to be wiped out. Now it should be noted that this entire dialogue, ayah 63 to 66, between Lut alayhi salam and the angels occurred after the events in ayah 67 to 72. However, it has been mentioned before relating the rest of the story in order to give prominence to the manner in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants safety and salvation to the righteous and how He destroys the transgressors. So the rest of the story is as follows. Ayah 67, فَلَمَّا جَاءَ وَجَاءَ أَهْلُ الْمَدِينَةِ, and so upon hearing that Lut alayhi salam had received handsome young men as guests, جَاءَ أَهْلُ الْمَدِينَةِ, along came the people of the city, of the town. They heard that Lut alayhi salam has young men as guests, so they came to his home, marching onto the home of Lut alayhi salam with evil intent, يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ, reveling and rejoicing. They heard about it and they came. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ayah 68, قَالَ إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ ضَيْفِي. So Lut alayhi salam, who was still under the impression that they were just ordinary human beings, said to his people, هَؤُلَاءِ ضَيْفِي, these are my guests. فَلَا تَفْضَحُونَ, so do not cause any harm to them and thereby put me to shame. Because humiliation that befalls his guests is actually a humiliation for the host himself. So if you have no regard for the guests, at least have some regard for me, as I am a resident of this very town and I live here with you. Ayah 69, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُخْزُونَ, and fear Allah about the perpetration of this great vice, and have regard for my reputation, وَلَا تُخْزُونَ, and do not disgrace me before these guests. So they said to him, the people of the town, قَالُوا, they replied, you are the actual cause of the humiliation and disgrace befalling you. You have chosen to make them your guests. أَوَلَمْ نَنْهَكَ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ, have we not been preventing you from extending hospitality to all and sundry? So had you not extended hospitality to them, you would not have been subjected to disgrace and shame, so blame yourself. قَالَ هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ, Ayah 71, Lut alayhi salam said, what is this great desperation within you for such a vile deed, and on account of which hospitality cannot even be extended to travelers and outsiders? If satisfying a natural urge is all that it really is, these women within your homes are my daughters, means the Nabi is like the father of the people. So he said, هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِ, these women are my daughters whom you could choose to marry. They are adequate for your needs. إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ, if you were to really listen to me, what you are pursuing is completely abnormal and haram, and it is very evil. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ayah 72, لَعَمْرُكَ, but would they ever listen to anyone? لَعَمْرُكَ, and this is a very special ayah of the Qur'an, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, by the oath of your life, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah takes an oath on the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَعَمْرُكَ, إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ, they were in their infatuation and besottedness, blindly lost. They would not listen to anyone. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ مُشْرِقِينَ, so the rest of the story, Lut alayhi salam left that night. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ مُشْرِقِينَ, and so at the morning of sun, at the moment of sunrise, the fatal blast of punishment seized them at once. فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا, after the blast, we turned the town upside down, burying the surface under and raising the bottom upwards. Jibreel alayhi salam came, or he was there, he lifted the earth, took it up towards the sky, turned it upside down, and brought it crashing down. After that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارًا, and we rained upon them a flood of stones, means sijil, made from baked clay. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْمُتَوَسِّمِينَ, 75, indeed in this event there are many signs for those who are able to discern and draw lessons. Firstly, it highlights that vice and evil will be punished. Secondly, iman and obedience to Allah grant salvation. Thirdly, Allah has the power to do as He wills, and many other lessons. Ayah 76, وَإِنَّهَا لَبِسَبِيلٍ مُقِيمٍ, and these destroyed settlements are located on the main highway. For the Arabs traveling to Syria all the time, the settlement was located on the main route. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, surely in the ruins left behind, there is a great lesson for those who have iman. Upon observing this, they can reflect on the events that passed upon these people as described and contained in the Qur'an. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ashabul Al-Aika. Ayah 78, وَإِن كَانَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ لَظَالِمِينَ, and the people of the thick woodlands, who were the people of Shu'ayb alayhi salam, كَانُوا ظَالِمِينَ, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, surely they were great transgressors. فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ, so we took vengeance on them. وَإِنَّهُمَا لَبِإِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ, and both settlements are located on the main highway, which is traveled from Arab to Syria, from Arabia to Syria, and it is mubeen, clearly visible. It is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger and adab upon those people, for everyone to reflect. Inshallah, we'll do the tilawat of this ruku. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Falamma jaa'a آلَ لُوطٍ الْمُرْسَلُونَ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ مُنْكَرُونَ قالوا بل جئناك بما كانوا فيه يمترون وأتيناك بالحق وإنا لصادقون فأسر بأهلك بقطع من الليل واتبع أدبارهم ولا يلتفت منكم أحد وامضوا حيث تؤمرون وقضينا إليه ذلك الأمر أن دابر هؤلاء مقطوع مصبحين وجاء أهل المدينة يستبشرون قال إن هؤلاء ضيفي فلا تفضحون واتقوا الله ولا تخزون قالوا أولم ننهك عن العالمين قال هؤلاء بناتي إن كنتم فاعلين لعمرك إنهم لفي سكرتهم يعمهون فأخذتهم الصيحة مشرقين فجعلنا عاليها سافلها وأمطرنا عليهم حجارة من سجيل إن في ذلك لآيات للمتوسمين وإنها لبسبيل مقيم إن في ذلك لآية للمؤمنين وإن كان أصحاب الأيكة لظالمين فانتقمنا منهم وإنهما لبإمام مبين
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته